And speaking of champions.
Yeah, this segment is brought to you by winning.
It is. last week's Gosling's Dark and Stormy Classic, which still sounds a little odd to me. The winner, Laura Wern, joins us. Laura, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what kind of cool trophy do you get for the Gosling's Dark and Stormy Classic?
It was a cool trophy. It's a seal, and it represents the rum. So that was exciting. So I got a bottle of rum and the seal, which is, I guess, their logo or what they go by.
Just one bottle of rum? They usually get like a year's supply.
So I haven't tried it yet, but I've heard it's great, so should try it.
Yeah, it's been a busy week for to have too much rum. So, well, I think Mark may have shortchanged you on the intro. I mean, we need to remind our Carolina listeners. I mean, you're a Charlotte Country Day alum. You're a Furman alum. You were actually one of our exemptions at the Symetra Classic a couple years ago. And then you had a back injury. So you're actually not only enjoying your first win as a professional, but really a comeback story from last year. So take us through what it was like to have to take a year off and how you were able to recover.
Yeah, it was really frustrating. I got injured right at the start of the season, so I pretty much missed the entire 2015 and had back surgery. So I am so thankful for my surgeon and physical therapist, Graham Clater, who helped me recover and start to feel 100%. So it was a long process, but I'm really glad for him.
All right, so I have to dig in right into the golf tournament. Round three, you're tied for the lead starting the day. Out of the gate, we had a little hiccup or two, and we start bogey, double bogey, and now you're three shots back. What's going through your mind at that point?
Yeah, I was a little bit frustrated. I hit a few good shots. It just unfortunately, made bogey double. So I think on the third hole, I hit a really good shot into the par three and made the birdie. So I think that settled me down and kind of calmed me down, and I was able to play from there on and not really think about the start too much.
Well, I mean, I guess it begs the question, did you come into the round as one of the leaders a little bit nervous? Were you a little tight starting the day? I mean, when you look back on it now, it's all gumdrops and lollipops, but when you took that first tee, did you have the jitters?
Yeah, I was definitely nervous. I mean, I could tell when we had the walking scores and stuff that, we could see who was in the lead and what was going on. So I was definitely nervous. So it just took me a few holes to calm down. So hopefully if I'm in that position again, I can, do better at the start.
Yeah, and never having to look behind you at a group because there's no one playing behind you.
That's not a bad feeling.
Well, and I'm going to give you props as well. I mean, you gave the bounce back on hole three with the birdie on the par three. Then you made five consecutive pars and then closed out the front nine with an eagle. And at that point, I think you had a couple shot lead at least. So, and then you follow with a couple birdies on 10 and 11. So you got to be feeling good making the turn. Things are going your way. Then a couple hiccups again, a couple bogeys coming down the stretch. How do you handle the back nine with a lead on Sunday? It starts out good. You make a couple bogeys. I mean, are you just trying to get it in the house that point with a couple shot lead? Kind of give me your mindset as you go through the back nine and what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I was feeling great until I made a few bogeys and the other girls made some birdies. So I was really nervous, but I was just trying to get the ball in the hole and, try to take it one shot at a time, which sounds so cliche, but that's really what I did to, not get too far ahead of myself.
Now, how did having...
But I was definitely nervous.
I mean, how did having the hard-charging Madeline Sagstrom near you play into things? I mean, she's come out in seven tournaments. She's had two wins. She's had four top fives. I mean, what did that play into your mindset at all, or were you just seriously just playing the course?
Well, I was trying to just play the course, but I knew she was going to make some birdies, and I knew she was going to make a run at it. So I was just trying to see how many birdies I could make, too. But I knew she was going to probably go low, so... That was definitely a little bit intimidating, but it was really fun to be able to watch her play.
So you get your first win. You get the seal trophy and a bottle of rum. Did you have family there? Who'd you call first?
Right after the round, some of my friends had my parents on FaceTime, so that was really fun. But I had some friends and my host family come out and watch, so it was nice to have some support on the last couple holes there.
So what does it mean now? Okay, you got your first win. You had almost a full year on tour, and then you had a year you had to take off. What does this mean to be, you know, a third the way through the season and have a win in your pocket? I mean, does it change the way you approach, you know, this week's tournament and tournaments going forward?
I think it just gives me some confidence to know that I can win. So hopefully I can get another one, but it's just one step towards my goal of finishing in the top 10 on the money list. So hopefully I can, you know, maybe win again or have some more good finishes.
Again, we're talking with the most recent winner on the Symetra Tour, Laura Wern, the champion of the Gosling's Dark and Stormy Classic. I'm just going to keep saying that.
Charlotte native.
I like saying the name. Yes, Charlotte native. Furman graduate. By the way, I went to Clemson. Did you used to sneak down to Clemson for football games and maybe a little tailgating action?
You know, I've never been to Clemson for a tailgating.
Good for you.
Blasphemy. I've heard it's very fun.
We'll have to change that. We'll have to get you out there. All right. So you got a couple weeks of golf in a row. Then you got a week off. Is that when you're going to maybe pop open the rum and see what it's got?
Yeah, I think so. It's at home right now. So we've got, I guess, 2 weeks, and then I'll be home. So maybe I'll have to try it then.
Perfect, perfect. All right. So I got to ask you, though. You started off the year with some missed cuts and have had some better finishes in the last couple of events. What has changed? What changed? I mean, right out of the gate, you shoot 7-under-65 in round one. And I know the weather wasn't the greatest, the last few days of the tournament. But what kind of clicked for you, especially in round one, and obviously to make four birdies and an eagle in round three under the gun? So what seemed to work really well? And was it maybe a swing thought or something that you found that helped propel you to this victory?
Yeah, I think each week I've just been, you know, building more confidence and momentum. So hopefully I can keep that going. But I was just trying to keep the ball in play and stick to my game plan. I think it worked by, you know, not trying anything stupid, just following what I had mapped out before the round. So I think that's all I was really doing.
Well, we, of course, wish you had won in Charlotte. You know, big story to have a local win, but it's great to have you win the next week. Now, there was a time not long ago when we started the Symetra Classic that a single win would virtually assure you a spot in that top 10 or at least, you know, clawing at the door at 12. Now that the tour has more than 20 events, have you sort of tracked out how you have to perform and what it's going to take to be in that top 10? And, you know, does it help or hurt to have somebody like Madeline Sagstrom collecting so much money?
Yeah, I think it helps to have her taking a lot of money because, you know, it's just one person winning a lot and kind of, I guess, keeps everybody still in the running to get in the top 10. But I think it just takes, you know, maybe another win and a couple more really high finishes. So hopefully I can play well the rest of the year.
Now, as you look at your schedule, do you just are you one of those people that likes to just try and get in as many tournaments as you can, just play week after week after week? I know there's a couple of, you know, weeks off built into the schedule, but are you one to try and play as many as you can?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to play as many as I can, but I'm pretty sure I'll have to take at least a couple weeks off just to, you know, recoup and re-energize myself, but I'm not sure which weeks I'll take off yet.
What is it, how is the back surgery impacted? I mean, was there any kind of angst about getting back out there and teeing it up in tournaments? Has there been any issues that you've had whatsoever?
No, I'm feeling good. I mean, it was really different playing tournament golf and getting back into that. It had been, you know, over a year since I had played a tournament, so it was different, but it feels great to be playing, and I love competing, so I'm just really happy to be back.
So when you're out there and you're thinking about this back, I mean, what have you done? What do you have to do that has changed in your routine on the road to maintain the strength and stability in that back after surgery? I'm mostly asking these questions for Tiger because you're clearly better than him. You've come back and won. So what do you have to do to maintain your strength and stability that's different than before?
I think, you know, I've worked with Graham Clayer in physical therapy, so, you know, we just work on some stretching exercises and foam rolling and, you know, work strengthening my core, and I think that's really helped.
So what was the difference between your back surgery and Tiger's back surgery?
I'm not really sure exactly what he had done, but I think they were probably fairly similar, but I really don't know what he had.
You're just way tougher than him.
Well, don't know about that.
Well, I asked that because how long was it before you were hitting full shots and being able to play holes? I mean, we've seen the Tigers probably, you know, I guess his last surgery was in December, I want to say, or late November. So here we are in May. So that's, you know, about 6 months. When were you able to actually go out and maybe play 18 holes for the first time?
I started hitting short irons probably at 3 months out. So I guess 3 to 4 months I could start playing some, and then took a little bit longer than that to be able to get into a tournament.
Yeah. Well, you are a lot younger than Tiger is and the rest of us, by the way.
But Laura swings pretty hard. So were you nervous? I mean, what happened the first time you went out there to take full swings? I mean, did you knew you were working up to it and it was a process, but there had to be a moment when you stood over that one and you said, okay, this is going to be my first full-on, all-out swing.
Yeah, I was nervous, but it just felt so good to swing a golf club again. So I was so excited to be out there. And, you know, my doctors had told me I was ready, so I felt confident, and it just felt really good to start hitting again.
Well, I guess it's okay if the Symetra Classic becomes your second favorite tournament now. You know, I think you got the Goslings as your number one tournament. But as you look at the rest of the schedule, are there certain tournaments that you're looking forward to, either because of where it is or what goes on or the weather, or because the course sets up well for your game, the way your game is playing out right now?
Yeah, I usually look at, you know, the course mainly and then go from there, but I'm looking forward to some. A lot of the courses are new courses for me this year since I didn't play last year, so that's been a fun challenge as well. But I'm just looking forward to hopefully playing well the rest of the year.
Well, and playing on new courses will prepare you for next year when you're on the big tour, because you'll be playing a lot of new courses.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be there.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think that's one of the things that players who make the transition struggle with. They're out there for the very first time on courses they've never seen before, compared to players who've been out there for a while who are familiar with the tracks. Now, you know, I guess this year will be a good year for you to judge how well you do on courses you're not familiar with.
Yeah, so we'll find out. Hopefully, so far I've had a good start with that, so hopefully that will continue.
All right, so going forward, what's the one thing in your game that gives you the most confidence that you say, if I'm doing this well, I'm going to win again?
I think if I can continue to putt well, that I could, you know, have some more good rounds. It's a great feeling just to really think you're going to make them. So hopefully I can keep working on my putting and keep feeling confident with that.
All right. Well, you know what? We appreciate you hopping on with us, and we wish you much success. And we look forward to seeing more good things come out of your game.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.